Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Monstrous Monday, big job.
And move handyman, I pack a tool, show you what this ratchet do. I just wanna chill and get topped off. Buy a bad and bougie, brought a Gucci, ain't a knockoff. Is that too much to ask for? Nigga, what you mad for? You the one that wanna see a limit on my cash flow. Same nigga smiling in my face like congrats, bro. But throwing hella shade as soon as I turn my back, though. It's hard to remain humble when you have a million and one niggas aiming at you. How can you not become an asshole? Looking at my past, yo, I ain't never ever going back broke. Put that on everything I love, and on that note, I had to separate the real from the fake, the love from the hate, my dogs from the snakes.
Yeah.
Up with you, Gov. I see you got a little buzz. I'm trying to fuck with you. What time you hanging out? I'm trying to live it up with you. It's all love till you tell them spill a buck with you. That's when the true colors show. They start throwing subliminal shots and wonder why I walk around with trust issues. I used to have a clique of 50 niggas. 50 niggas eventually dwindled down to 10. And we in the trenches, getting to the chicken, strictly business. Balling on niggas senseless, similar to the 04 Pistons. It's a fact when you do something great. Niggas hearts pump jealousy, eyes show envy. You spot it from a mile away. That's when you separate the real from the fake, the love from the hate, your dogs from the snakes, nigga.
Monstrous Monday. Let me live. Big girl, Felicia Michelle. So, all right, check it out. I got some of the monsters joining in, so I got another track to push it to. I like that. That's a groove. Let me live. You dig? So, let's keep it on some hip hop type things right quick. So, let's take it to Philly right quick. Check it out. This is 2C. This car. Hustle, hustle on a Monday.
Hey, hustle,
we're
going
to open
up
the
hustle,
line.
Man. We're going with short, man. Hustle, hustle. Be thankful for what you got and go hard for what you ain't got. Hustle, hustle. Hustle, hustle. Hustle, hustle. All I know.
Yeah, I went from nothing to something, seen my dreams come true. Money right, top gone, with a red bitch. Mama said this life would surely take me under, but that money came quick. Shit'll make you wonder. I remember being 17th, way before that Jose running all them fucking foreign things. Sometimes I roll clean, still had the green machine, but the 23 Dallas had the wettest paint you seen. Sit back and chill a minute, let me try to paint the scene. Get as vivid as I can without really changing things. I remember we was snatching books, tearing up them lines. 19 twice, I could get it 100 times. My life that real, I could give you 100 lines. You probably think I'm biting cheesy if I tell you about the time when I was just a shit with that money on my mind. I hit up on my grind every day trying to shine.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see if I'm gonna hustle long.
Changed who I was from the jump, I kept it thorough. In and out of jail, I had my fair share of trouble. But could you blame me though for wanting to see my profits double? Now I'm older and really getting a kick out of these youngins, taking all these different drugs, starting shit up over nothing. For wanting something, your peers will look at you funny. I'm chasing money though with street codes and real rules. Niggas killing out here trying to pay real dues. In the presence of a player, better stay real cool. Niggas selling wolf tickets, buy what they will do. I'm still chilling in my hood, I'm just waiting on you. I might make my homeboys gon' slide on through. I'm hearing rumors start to surface, y'all gon' slide on who? I'm glad to see you on your toes, I applaud that dude. Cause this is checks, not checkers, better fall back, fool. You better fall back,
Monday
fool.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see if I'm gon' hustle long.
Bright lights to get you, addict you, and leave you trapped. I felt scrutiny for trying to put my hood up on the map. And all I wanna do is rap and make feel good music. Seeing niggas get this paper, let me know I can do it. No, I never been a hater, I was deeply influenced. You can ask the bros about me, bet they say I'm the coolest. Ask some niggas about my crew, I bet they say we get foolish. Real, recognize real, who the fuck is you fooling? I bet you don't even know what the fuck you doing. You just out here, hard ass, head first moving. You probably be the reason that the whole team get flipped. That's why your calls get screened, and I don't fuck with you, bitch. I follow ethics, I was taught, yeah, I stick to the script. Loose lips sink ships, and we too far in the ocean. I'd rather throw you overboard so I can keep on coasting. Keep on smoking, keep on
Monday
going.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see if I'm gonna hustle long.
Yeah, hustling on a Monday night, Monstrous Mondays, DJ E Monster and the Monstars. So I, you know how we do it. So I'm a little tired. I'm not gonna lie. It was a heavy weekend. We did a lot of things. What's good, Miss Unbelievable? That's, I can't even do your music right now. It is. What it is. You know how it go. How you feeling tonight, though, Mama?
Hey. Ooh, it's Monday. Nothing. Long weekend. It's all good, though.
Right, so I guess you know how we do it. Y'all know what the scoop is with the weatherman. I'm too tired to even tell y'all what happened to him. When we catch up to him, you know what's going to happen. It's going to go down. So why don't you go ahead and tell the people, give us a Monsters Radio weather rip, and tell the people where you're at and what's the weather like. Hello.
I am in Minneapolis, Minnesota, north side. It is 84 degrees, and it's just been a little humid and hot. Just hot.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to
right. The
summertime in Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Paul, the Twin Cities. It's hot.
Right. Now, I have to admit, that's not one thing we're known for. We're not really, really, no. Let's keep it 100. We're not really known. Minnesota, okay. People think of Minnesota. They do not think of how hot or how extreme our weather is. We go from one extreme to the next. I'm just saying, ain't no in-between. We just jump from super cold to super hot, super rainy, or super something else. I don't know. Yeah. Our summers are hot here. It's like Florida weather. It is what it is. It's like a Florida summer up here. Most people are always like, oh, I'm not coming up to Minnesota. It's so cold. I'm going to wait till the summer. Okay. Pick your poison. You can't take off enough clothes up here in Minnesota. That's why we got so many lakes, because you just got to go for a dip every now and then. So, yeah, it's just, I'm sorry. It's hot. I'm tired. And I'm just rambling, ain't I?
Yeah.
My bad.
No bad. I mean, jump in anywhere. No, not today. Okay. It's hot. The mind is gone.
But seriously, you come up here in
the summertime, you better be ready to sweat your weave out, take your wig off, get you a towel. Seriously, it's the humidity here will just basically knock you out. Like, literally, knock you out. Like, you think you have asthma and you ain't never had it before. That's how humid and hot Minnesota gets.
Right. Hey, I'm just saying, it will make a Southern girl pull her wig off and be like, you know what? I really don't need that. And just set it down right next to her. That's how hot it is. Okay. it is what it is. So, I tell people about some of the things that happened over the weekend, because, man, we started the weekend real nice. It was all. We started the weekend real nice. Matter of fact, while you set it up, tell the people what kind of went on over the weekend. I'm going to find, see if I still got some of the music over here, this concert that we went to.
Ooh, so the weekend was a Jagged Edge weekend. So if y'all don't know nothing about Jagged Edge, they're an old school group back from the 90s that just had all kind of hit after hit. Was blessed to be walked in by them from backstage inside, you know, as if we were, as the celebrities that we are. E-Monster and Miss Unbelievable. Unbelievable night.
Mm-hmm.
They kept pointing at us as, you know, as if we was the people up in the building. And I don't know if you felt it. I felt it. I felt like I was a superstar. And, you know, at any given time, we may just have them on the show. So just stay tuned and listen. We may have them on the show. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what. Now, that's her way of telling it. I'm gonna tell y'all how it really went down. But I'm gonna open up the line and we're gonna see who we got on the line, because they pressed one. You dig? It's Monsters Monday. I think I know who this is. So let's check in with them right quick, and then I'm gonna tell you how it really went down. Jagged Edge weekend. 612-310, you heard that ring in your ear. Is this who I think it is? Hello.
You damn right it is, man. It's the kid Juice G. Now, hold up. Let me tell y'all this. It wasn't the 90s. It was the early 2000s when Jagged Edge came out. Oh, I remember. I remember. It was early 2000s. They came in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. The 90s was basically the whole Jodeci era, you know what I'm saying? And late 90s, it was like Drew Hill and shit like that. But no, Jagged Edge was the early 2000s. I remember.
Yeah.
That was when I was in high school. I was like, I was a freshman or a sophomore. I think I was a freshman. But that's when they came out. They came out with the what a party ass song. Was it that? That wasn't the one. He Can't Love You. That was the first song we. That was the first song they came out with. He can't love you like I love you. You know, like you know the song.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Look, Juice Killer came in here, also known as Juice G, and put it down right. Okay, bruh.
Yes. Either way it go, they is all so. They still bang from 2000 to now. They are hit. They can sing their butts off. Yes. Man, it was an amazing night.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't able to hold up, y'all.
Stick with it. Just to keep the momentum going, I'm going to play some Jagged Edge right quick. Just a little bit. Yeah. Set it off for a minute. And when we come back, I'm going to tell y'all how it went down. But I'm going to put a little more oomph in it.
We live.
You grind on me when you put it right on me. All the fences that you make, all the sounds you create. When you put a little bit of thump in it. That's when I lose control. When you put a little thump in it, start squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little thump in it, keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little thump. When you put a little bit of in it, oh. She's so scandalous, but I love everything she do the best. Yeah. Ain't no competition, so down with it and so submissive. I'm in awe of you, all of you, you're my mission.
My bag, I forgot. We was on the air. I'm over here grooving this shit. My bag. Oh, yeah, that's what's up. So, yeah, that's that Jagged Edge, boy. So, all right, Juice, bruh. Now, we all heard how you say it went down. Now, I'm going to tell y'all how it really, really went down. But, But hold on, I'm gonna have to put you on mute just for getting some of your background noise there. So so check it out, y'all. This is how it. You know what? Let me get some background music to set this off right, because she did not tell this justice. We had a hell of a night, and I don't think she really gave it justice, the due justice, and spoke of it in the diligence that it was received, at least to me and the other people that was with. So check out the background music. Okay, here we go. So check it out. This is how it went down. So what's the background music? All right. So we get to the club. You know how most people be like, yeah, okay. Hey, let's go. You want to go to the concert? Well, I'm at work, you know. I'm not really feeling it. But, you know, who's going to be there? They're like, Jagged Egg. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm ready. Hey, yeah, I'll be ready. Let's go. What time we leaving? All right, so this is how it was. Miss Unbelievable called me. She said, okay, don't worry about it. When I get there, some people I know said that we're going to be on the list. When we get there, we're going to be good. Okay, cool. So we get there. It's an all-white event. We get there. I ain't never been to an all-white event before. Never. I didn't know it went down like that. On them sexy ass looking people. I'm just saying it all white. Ooh, hoo, 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 hoo. It went down. So, all right, we go up there. We got our issues. Okay, they talking about there's no list. What the hell? There's no list? Well, what the going on? So, all right, next thing that we said, okay, sorry about that. Come to the back door. I don't know if y'all been to the club before, but I ain't never been to no back there with free. So anyways, I'm like, this is starting to look like some bullshit. I'm about to go back to the car. But just so I don't seem like the asshole of the night, I'm like, fine, let's go find the back door. Whatever. Some of y'all already know how this is about to go down. So we go to the back door. We had to make a call. Next thing you know, here comes this big ass dude towards the thing. I'm thinking he's gonna say, get off the property. Y'all got to go. He walks up and goes, look, my bag. They said they sorry. Somebody else was on some bullshit, but it's all good. Right? Now, as dude says it, there's this other little group of people back off yonder talking about, yeah, come on. It's all good. Don't worry about it. It's all good. So I start to go. We start to walk and shit. And we're walking. Now, it's another lady that's with Miss Unbelievable and me. Now, they're walking. It's cool. I'm like, wait, hold up. Ain't that dude from Jagged Edge? Ain't that, what's his name? Then the other dude's over there talking about, yeah, y'all good? Come on, right here. Go our way in. Wait, what? Ain't them the twins? I'm like, hey, y'all, this shit. I feel like the little young groupie from the audience. You didn't go on fast-truck and shit. Like, oh, wait a minute. That's them. I want to say, I'm almost trying to give him a hug, but damn, should I give him a hug? I don't know. Maybe I'm out of line. So, I mean, the ladies is cool, so I'm like, fine. I'm cool, too, then. I'm turning it down, E. Turn it down. Don't forget who you are. You think this your city. Don't forget who you are. Anyways, I'm like, still to take it in. So we go inside, same entrance they come in, go hit the stage. We just had to go off a little yonder. And see, when they got on the stage, okay, I knew they was cool. Yeah, they let us stand up. But I knew when they came over to the stage and like she said, was showing love to our side, like pointing to our way. I got it on my camera, on my phone. Get in. I got it. When he comes over, it's like, yeah, I see y'all getting it in. I'm like, no, wait, is that just, no, he's not talking to the crowd, he's not talking to us, he's talking about, he came me, you dig? So anyway, yeah, it was, they got us in, showed us love from the stage, oh my goodness, that was a great night, I'm just saying, I was ecstatic, I had an awesome time, it is what it is, I haven't had a great night like that in a long time, I felt like a teenager going out. It was lit in the Twin Cities that night for Monsters
it
Radio.
Was.
Team Monster. The Monster.
It really was. It was. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason why, can I just say, the reason why they were so cool with us was because I you know, my place of business, was I was taking care of them all day. I was kicking it with them. And so whatever they needed, they got it. So they were like, well, since you took care of us, we're going to take care of you. That's how I got in, talked to the managers. They were like, is she in? Is she in? And we were like, yeah. So for me not to seem hyped and all excited was because I already went through my excitement at my place of business being able to help them. So that was the cool highlight for me. I couldn't tell no one because it's almost against the rules to say, you know, so I had to wait till afterwards to say, hey, this is how we got there because of A, B, C, and D. Right. So the love was genuine. Okay. So that was what's up.
Right. Okay. See, now that you explain it like that, so you can get a pass. Because I was just going to say, Juicy, I was going to ask you about this in a moment, but I guess we're going to have to give you a pass. Because I was only going to be like, how was you hanging out with them? You didn't say, hey, Jagged Edge and them invited us to the event. So I kind of think we should show up because they invited us. They said they was going to get us.
I couldn't.
After the event, you broke it all down. I'm like, remember, I was like, wait, what?
But, you know, because it was at the time where if I would have said anything, then you guys could have went back. I could have, you know, stopped them. And because I know my girl, she was like, oh, what room is, you know, what room I want to go see? Can you give me this? Can you give me that? And I was like, no, it's against the rules to even say if someone's in the house or if someone's there. So I had to play it off and say we just got the hookup, which we did.
She did right. Keep it hushy-hush.
Right.
That's how she supposed to do it. Right. She did her little woman in black. You know, like how the men in black are? They just say that they don't exist. Yeah. She did her little woman in black outfit. Yeah. She did her little thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. That's what's up. Yeah, it was, Okay, I'm trying to get over it. Let go. So, hey, Juice, what'd you have going on this weekend, bro? Did you have something hot that was popping this weekend? You got some events coming up. What's going on with Juice G?
Man, all I did this weekend was, you know what I'm saying, I spent time with my lady. Her birthday was Saturday. Went to a friend of mine's wedding. It was a beautiful thing, and at the same time, it was tragic because an hour before the wedding, the groom's grandfather that came from out of town passed away in the hotel. Ooh. An hour before the wedding. So it was like you postponed the wedding for about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. But, you know what I'm saying? The groomsman got through it, man. Shout out to my man. I really don't want to say his name on the air, though. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to him for being so strong that tragic event. At the same time, it was a beautiful event for him because he married the woman of his dreams. You feel me? So shout out to him. Yeah. Shout out to his wife, his newly wife. I mean, it was a great thing. That happened for them, man. But at the same time, it was tragic as hell that, you know what I'm saying, his grandfather didn't get a chance to see him walk down that aisle. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But other than that, man, it was copacetic for the kid, man. It really not too much happened. I was supposed to do some things with E-Monster, but once again, well, when responsibility calls, shit. Can't do nothing, but you can do something about it. But if you don't do the right thing, bad things come afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what it was, man. I ain't had too much.
So your wife said you better choose wisely. Is that what you said? That was her. Your wife said you better choose wisely.
It wasn't my wife.
I'm a friend.
My damn family.
Oh, okay. They were better choose wisely.
Yeah. When it comes to them, I gotta always choose wisely. I can't choose for myself. Mm-hmm. I'm choose for myself. Besides saying happy birthday to my lady, doing what I do for her, you know what I'm saying? I just battled over there to Monster where you was at, and you know what I'm saying, put it down on the still stage. You feel me? But it was, you know what I'm saying, my weekend. Lately, my weekend is ever since what was that night at what's that spot that we be doing like every other Friday or something? Damn, I can't even think of the name. Hot Rods. Ever since that night that happened,
okay,
to Hot Rods, I ain't been to a nice little establishment since. Cause that night at Hot Rods, we
yeah, that one was a good night. Yeah, that was a good night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the soundstage, yeah. Big shout out to the people that did come out. I'm just going to say I had a hell of a time. That's all I'm going to say. You dig? If you couldn't make it, it is what it is. You dig? And Juice, hey, yeah, yeah. Well, if it's got to go between your wife's birthday and come hang out with me, man, you better handle that wife thing. You dig? She's going to do things for you.
Yeah,
I can't. Girl.
For real.
You catch me up on the
man.
You dig?
But Juice, I got a question for you. How do you balance, Juice? How do you balance, you know, making that decision? Like, you know, you're in the business. How do you make that decision? And how does she, you know, she on her end be like, okay, yeah, go ahead and do it. And you really go ahead and do it. You know, how do you decipher the two? Because you know how women, we be like, yeah, do it. Go ahead. No, we be like, nah,
really
don't do that.
Do it. Yeah.
You gotta
pick and choose your battles, too, man. Like, but at the same time, she got to be able to rock with you with your decisions and stuff like that. If she truly, without a shadow of a doubt, support what you're doing, it wouldn't bother her on certain aspects. She knows that her birthday coming up, if her birthday's coming up, by all means, man, take that time with her. So fuck that. You don't want to deal with the attitude after that. You don't want to deal with the attitude after that. Mm-hmm. But in the sense, though, if she really truly rocks with what you're doing and supports you, I mean, without her, she has to be your number one fucking fan. If she ain't your number one fan, it's going to be some tension in the crib. So as far as balancing it out, I find myself more dealing with responsibilities of the home more than just her. You feel me? So I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I gotta pay bills, man. I'm as of right now, well, shit, since forever, since the beginning of the relationship, right? Not to talk like that, but I've been the breadwinner. I have to pay the bills. And, like, lately it's been like music came second to my home. You know what I'm saying? Well, not saying that that's a bad thing, but you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, your home needs to be balanced before you can step out and do what you set out to do. You know what I'm saying? That's if you value your home. You feel me? If you value your home, you already understand what I'm talking about. If you don't value your home, man, you're not gonna feel it. You're not gonna understand what I'm talking about. First thing gonna come out their mind like, oh man, I got this. I gotta take it. I gotta do this. I got my dreams and stuff like. Understand that you got your dreams, but at the same time, you got mouths to feed, and at the end of the day, their dreams gonna come before mine anyway. You know what I'm saying? So. That's how I kind of balance it out, though. That's part of the reason why it's been such a long process for me getting my projects done. When a typical artist that really don't have that kind of responsibility can just be like dropping music left and right, bam, bam, dropping songs, dropping albums, dropping mixtapes, like bam, 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 bam. I can't find myself doing it, and it sucks sometimes. But once you know that you're house is taken care of, it's, you know what I'm saying, it's all worth it. You feel me? You don't want to be, you don't want to have your kids come up in a broken home. You feel me?
Right.
How do you handle yours? How do you handle, you know, splitting, you know, relationship? Or if you had one, you know, hypothetically, whatever, your relationship and your music and what you do.
Shit, I don't. I jack off. What the fuck you mean? Hell no. I don't deal with that shit. No, I'm just playing. Well, you know.
You ain't, but anyway, keep answer the question.
If you're going to be, like, in any type of relationship and you're going to do most of those things, I think, first of all, your base has to be, like, a base like Juicy has. He knows what his responsibilities are as a man. The music is second. That's a passion. That's a love. It's a hobby. Hopefully, it'll pay off for him one day, so on and so forth. But like he said, he values his home. And anybody in the music business is going to ask you first, one of the first things, how is your relationship? Because they want to know how are things at home. Because if things ain't good at home, they're not going to take you at all. Because you can't concentrate on doing music. You have to have things great at home in order to give everything else your best. Because you can't give everything else your best if you're going home and having problems. Because you're waking up with problems from the beginning, and everything else is going to become chaotic. You dig? So,
preach.
On that note, you have to have a woman that, and I think the greatest scene I've seen in a movie was, and y'all have to excuse the position of the players within this movie, was, I believe it was in Hustle and Flow, when DJ told that little girl, grab the wheel. She's like, what are you talking about, DJ? What are you talking about? He said, grab the wheel. Now say, I'm in charge. You dig? Now, that's the type of relationship you got to have with that woman. She's got to understand she's going to have to grab that wheel. She's going to have to be in charge of something to help make this thing jump off. Whether it be handling down the house while you out doing, getting the money, bringing the money home, and she helps handle paying the bills and handling the kids and getting them to school and making sure that your shorties is right. That's one thing some men forget about, and make sure your shorties is right. So unless you really find somebody like that, ooh, it's going to be really, really tough on you. Because every time you do something, she's going to be,
I swear it is.
This is that. I don't like that too many likes. Why that girl like your picture so much? Why is she putting hot faces and all this other that? No. And then sometimes, you know, you as the dude, when she starts to feel insecure, you're going to have to stop, slow down a little bit. And make sure she feels secure. Because you got to handle home first. Let her know, no. Whether that's just for the flame, the glitter, whatever. Whether it's time to flaunt her, buff off your diamond and show her off and do what you got to do. Let her know, no, you are my number one. That's all bullshit. So don't forget, fellas, that's right. Another thing you got to do. Make sure she knows and take care of them instances. You can't have her just walk and tell her, oh, who's that? You got to let her know that's not like that. Nope. Okay, what do I need to do to prove that to you? Let's get it done, because that's not what it is. But, you know,
but for
I mean,
the most part,
wholehearted part. Yeah. Nope. Go ahead, bro. Save it. Go ahead.
What? But for the most part, a woman, like, regardless, either this is a woman that's doing the music or whatever the case may be, or if it's the man that's doing it, if the significant other understands what comes with the territory, man, it shouldn't bother them what is being thrown their way. They know that you coming home, you ain't doing nothing out there. You out there trying to not only pay the bills, but you living the dream that you already set and stuff. And if they really support you and they really rock with you like they supposed to, and you ain't got to beg them for their support, they going to be more on it more than you is. Been in the studio yet? I know you've been thinking of something.
Mm-hmm.
Or be like, throw something in your way. I heard this beat that came that just, I was just going through the internet and stuff, and I heard this beat. Maybe I can, you know, so I can hear you on this beat and stuff. Like, you know, if that's what you call a power couple to me. Now, like, it's not like you taking her away from her duties or what she wants to do. You know what I'm saying? But if she supports you in that same in that fashion, by all means, you're supposed to do the same. I mean, people these days got relationships fucked up. Seriously, they got relationships fucked up. A lot of people kind of like what I've learned. Some motherfuckers kind of still living in that the 1950s, where, you know what I'm saying. Even though it's not bad, but with this generation now, that ain't gonna fly with people, man. It ain't gonna fly because the way they was thinking back then is totally different how we think now. So you gotta 100% show each other that you rocking with them no matter what. No matter what people say, no matter what people think about you, I'm rocking with you to this motherfucking wheel fall all the way off. Even during then, we're going to ride the shot these rotors. God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, bro. I could be wrong, but I think one of the things that kind of messes relationships up today, I could be wrong. Y'all let us know at monsterusradio.com or monstersradio@gmail.com. But I think one of the things that makes relationships messed up today, especially with the young people, I don't think, I think sex is like a game. It's like, you know, I don't know, like buying candy.
Elaborate what you mean by that. I don't think people understand it. Elaborate what you mean by that, because people I don't think they really get what you're saying with that.
Okay, here's a good example. Ooh, I'm getting an echo. I use social media. Only place you probably could hit somebody up in their inbox. Ooh, damn, you look good by your picture. Do 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 do. Next thing you know, y'all fucking by the end of the night. Used to happen all the time. Some funny shit used to happen on Craigslist and all that other funky shit, and on Black Planet and all that other shit. Sex is fun and games now. Sex used to be an intimate thing, like, oh, you only gave it up to your man. I remember being a kid and you couldn't have sex with no girl if you was not her man. If she was not going around saying, that's my man, oh, you was not getting that player. No, 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 her mama taught her better than that. Oh, no, 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 no. Ain't no friendship fucking. Mm-mm. Ain't no fuck, buddy. You playing me, motherfucker. No, no, no. Today is fun and games. Back then, there was strings attached to that shit. It is. Mm-mm. Not today. Oh, you cute. Oh, you got a fat ass. You got some money. Oh, back of the car at the club. You just met the bitch that night in the bathroom. Squeaky, 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 squeaky. It's fun and games now.
Oh, it strings all right. It strings all right, but it's the type of strings that the surgeons use that dissolves in the mouth and shit. It's never guaranteed.
But you understand what I'm saying, though. It's fun and games, though. Mm-hmm. It is. It's fun and games. People do it just to make other people mad now. Oh, yeah, that's your homeboy, right? Okay, I'm going to go fuck him. I don't fuck with
you. See, me being the nigga I am, if that's what you're going to do, I'm going to dap up with him. Like, oh, well, hey, you got to. I'm going to go this way now. You got to deal with that one right there. Because what he did, what is he going to do to you?
Right. You know? It's like, No, it actually kind of weeding out the real homies anyway.
Even if you want to.
You're keeping out the real homies anyway. I always see it like this. I see it like this. If he's going to sneak some of your pussy, he's definitely going to sneak some of your money.
Oh,
weed
dude.
That motherfucker out. Weed
oh, yeah.
Ass out.
Understand
it is what it is.
Monstrous Radio.
I understand.
That is true.
That is true.
Yep.
But y'all young folks wouldn't know nothing about that. Y'all wouldn't know nothing about that. Y'all still got some.
I don't.
Some of them do.
I don't even think it's about the young. I think it's about a little bit of everybody now. I don't even think it's about young, because I think there's a lot of older people who settle for just friendship sex, too. Friend relationship, or whatever they call it. They do that, too.
The reason why I think even older people settle with just a friendship sex is because they've been through the bullshit. Some of them been through the bullshit.
Yeah.
They just like, fuck a relationship. I'm just going to get mine, and I'm going back to my motherfucking house. I see you the next session we have. I hope you got your ginseng. I hope you got your energy drink. And your creatine, your glutamine, all that shit that's going to get you wrecked and ready to go. And by the time we end and stuff, I'm not even going to sleep at your house. I'm going.
You got to get up and go home.
Gotta get up and go. Cause that's, we're not trying to give no notion that there's anything popping after this session. Like, I'm not trying to give you the probability that we could possibly be in a relationship. Cause it's not gonna happen. I'm gonna get mine out. You didn't get yours. We can work it out. You know what? I'm going to try to get yours out, but if you take forever to get yours, oh, hell. Look, we're going to have to take the round two on another day. I got to get the fuck up out of here. The sun looks like it's coming up, and I'm a vampire. I'm not blaming.
Oh, no. True.
But that's how people thinking, though. I mean, that's what I think the older people is thinking, like, man, it's just too much bullshit. Nothing's really authentic no more. Nothing's organic about people's relationships. It's like it seems like they want something out of you, man. It ain't like let me say it like this. If you do end up in a relationship, let it be organic. Don't swindle your way into it, because eventually you're going to run into a situation that tension in the air, especially if you swindled your way into the relationship. Like, if there's nothing authentic there, then don't force it, because once you start forcing a relationship to happen, somebody is going to have like a what's the word I'm looking for? Not regrets, but shit. I can't even think of the damn word. Is it like grudge or something? Be bitter towards you or whatever.
Like,
I can't think of the word. Is it like grudge? You have a grudge?
Resentment.
Resentment. Yep. Resentment. People, they start resenting you. It's because you swindled. It's because they feel like you lied to them. Because you fed them that this lie of what it's supposed to be and what you're going to make it be, and then turn out not to be like that, and they start to feel like they've been swindled. And so they start to resent you and don't want to be around you. Or even, I'm telling you, man, look, listen, young folks. Listen to the OGs on this station, okay? If you listen well, because you can learn some things on this monstrously. Learn some things on this station, okay? This is not a game. This is like what? Karma was it? What? This is like what we're supposed to be talking about on Thursday.
Yeah.
We're supposed to talk about this shit on Thursday. That's what we got to start.
Kind of real.
Woo!
Is this all good? We ain't got much time.
No, I'm quiet now. I'm gonna be quiet now.
I know
you're gonna get into it. Stop.
He made it sound like he act like FCC rules on camera here. Shut him down. You know?
Hey, I know. He has a lot to say.
Well, well, seeing that he's here, let's go ahead and jump into a Juice G track. And when we come back, we'll go ahead and wrap up the show. So check it out. This is It's Chaos, Monsters Radio, Juice G, Miss Unbelievable, DJ, you monster.
Yeah. We ready, boy?
Look, I hear him talking like the kid ain't nice. Like I'm just another rapping nigga with nothing to talk about. Just about drugs and clapping niggas. So many bullets come out the chamber, my shit is rapping. Man, I've been around killers, my niggas is about that action. Stop, I'm amongst the last of a dying breed. More hungry than before, man, the future's a hell of a sight to see. I've been down long enough with shit that's killing the vibe of me. That's dead, feel like a victim of a robbery. Stiff arming like I'm hot sauce, ain't no crossing me. Past experience made it hard to get close to me. That nigga's provoking me. Now it's open season, okay. The beast has arisen. Now it's fast for any reason. Contrary to what you're thinking, man, I know what I believe in. I ain't mumbling shit, catch every word that I'm speaking. Okay. The divine intervention is something we gotta see. The motivation to win is something I try to preach. Cause they say they put the pressure on, I swear they hella wrong. I've been optimistic, my prime defeating Decepticons. The element of surprise, I got this weapon drawn. Pulling people into my realm, I feel like Scorpion. Call a coroner. This shit right here is a body bag. The fact niggas ain't taking me seriously made me highly mad. I got big plans, making big moves. No defense can stop this rush, feel like Ezekiel. Prescott, when I snap, homie, I'm going deep. Everything about me is authentic, I'm on fleek. I stayed in the background, been on the slow creep. Now I'm about to show my naked ass, yeah, I'm going straight. They begging for this warrior to play, clinking bottles. Keep acting like you Apollo, you fuck around and me Drago. Everything's on the line right here, for tomorrow. Bring your flames to the mic real quick, complete pyro. 2016 was a hell of a year, I did some dumb shit. Put my trust in the wrong niggas on some dumb shit. No complaints, I learned from doing the wrong shit. Some people got hurt, while others stayed on some sucker shit. They claim to be loyal to they motherfucking soil. Till you find out they ain't shit, they frauds, they counterfeit. But you blinded by the colors that they used to represent. So you treat them like they family, regardless of who they with. Just to end up on the short end of the stick. So you check a motherfucker just to show you ain't a bitch. Everything I'm tired of you says get him. But it probably wouldn't prove shit. Take that to the team and just get over it. This other situation, I'm a Facebook delete. Cause karma whooping shawty ass right now as we speak. So give a shawty attention, it's really obsolete. Let's just hope her demons don't make it to where her fucking seed is. That's all I'ma say about that. Being friends again's a negative, ain't no coming back. All is forgiven, real talk, have fun with that. Believe me, I ain't holding no grudge, you can run with that. On another note, you see I step my bars up. So electro in this bitch, watch me charge up. On another note, you see I step my bars up. So electro in this bitch, watch me charge up.
I just feel like I had to do it, man. We gon' let this beat ride out now.
Yeah, so that's Juice G. So, all right, now who we got on the line now? 763.
Hi, E-Monster, what's crack-a-lackin'? man, what's up, bro? Man, I miss you. You know what's up, man.
What's up, man?
I miss you, man. I missed you for, like, I haven't talked to you in, like, 2 weeks.
I know, huh? So much
yeah, I missed you a lot. Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm a lot better. I'm a lot better. I'm back out doing everything, you know. So, yeah, I'm feeling good.
Yeah, because I told my mom it was kind of hard for me to not talk to you much when you weren't on the station. I'm like, I hope that you monsters, I am hoping to talk to him again.
Oh,
I called in a couple of times and then you weren't even there. So.
A couple of nights, we either went on a little bit later or there's some other things that I had to do, you know, for the radio network, like DJ a couple of events and stuff like that. So, but yeah, but all
yeah, and my and my fiance and I got engaged 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, congratulations!
Yeah, he wanted me to let you know that because he said that he hasn't been wanting to listen to me talk because I've been saying his talking to him about him. So, and
oh, okay.
Yeah, and I also didn't say yes or no in 3 or 4 minutes after we did it, and it was on. I didn't know that Karen put it on Facebook Live.
No, your
fiance. My fiance put it on Facebook Live, and I didn't even know.
Oh wow! And it took you a couple minutes. Awkward.
She said Karen said it took me 3 to 4 minutes to say yes. I'll marry you.
Uh-huh. Right. Were you in shock, or what was going on?
Yeah, I think I was nervous. Because he knelt down on his hands and knees and says, "Will you marry me?" And then I think I waited for a while, and then I said, "Yes, I will marry you." Yeah, so.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, and my fiance was pretty relieved after I said something, and then he also cried, too. So.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yep, but we're not getting married until 2000. I'm thinking of June 20th, 2020, not 19. Because a lot of people said that maybe that's a good idea for us to do.
Stop with you. Yeah, come on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So did you watch the wrestling tonight?
You said the wrestling, WWE Raw or something, or?
Yeah, that was on Monday night. What was the one you usually watch, or that Tuesday night you watch? So. Okay.
They always say it's always Monday night Raw, and I like Roman Reigns, but I didn't actually watch it. My other friends watch it because they have that channel we used to, but we don't have actual cable anymore, so. Otherwise, I liked watching that. because we don't have enough money to do that right now anymore. Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
You probably have cable.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Because you're a baller shot caller, huh?
Whatever.
I don't whatever me. I'll get you back sometime. Are you still wanting my mom to do an art thing for you?
Yeah, that works for me, but we'll talk about that off the air. We won't talk about that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was just trying to figure out.
Okay. Oh, okay. I to the end, and I do want to play a song for you and your hubby for y'all getting married and everything. So, you got any shout outs you want to do before I play my song?
Who's on tonight now? You and I forgot her name.
Oh, it's Miss Unbelievable. And that was Juice G.
Yeah,
so
Miss Unbelievable.
Yeah,
I haven't heard much of her except for on your station.
Okay.
Is she on Twitter also or and Instagram?
Who's that?
Miss Unbelievable, or you said Miss Unbelievable and the other guy. I forgot his name now, but he's one of the guys on.
Yeah, Juice G. All you got to do is look up Juice G. And you'll find them.
Juice G.
It's Unbelievable. Juice, J-U-I-C-E, with the G.
Oh, so he says Juice G and Unbelievable, or Miss Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know if she has a thing on social media as of yet, but yeah, you can find Juice G.
Yeah. And he's on Twitter.
But I got to start this song before. Yeah, Twitter.
I was just wondering, is he on Twitter and Instagram too then?
Yeah,
that's all it was.